Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. A few weeks ago, I was telling you about Blanche Larrabee's historic horse and wagon odyssey to Central California in 1902. We left her in South Central Oregon with her traveling companions, the Bowman family, including the two adults, two boys, George and Alec, and two girls, Agnes and Pat. Keep in mind that Blanche is a young lady of 25 and is on a trip of a lifetime, and they are traveling in a buggy and two wagons drawn by horses, one being so big that Blanche needs help to harness him. His name is Prowad, a big, strong chicken. We pick up on September 7, 1902. Agnes and I had a fight about the cat and dog sleeping in the tent, but they sometimes sleep on her side, but they know better than to sleep on mine. The next day, the Allens, where they spent the night, charged us awful prices for everything, 12.5 cents a quart for milk, and for everything else accordingly. 21 miles from Allens, we stopped for dinner. Agnes and I went to the house and got milk. We paid 10 cents there. Well, we got even with them, though, for one of their chickens crawled into a sack of grain while we were eating dinner, and George very quickly closed up the sack and threw it in the wagon. The next day, we had our chicken and gravy for breakfast, but it was so tough we could hardly eat it. Then on Thursday, September 11, we got away at 8 o'clock, 8 miles to the Williamson River, then 3 miles up the mountain. There the road forked, and we had lunch and fed the horses and found there was no road on the river. So we had to go back up the mountain to the left-hand road. The other, we think, went to Fort Klamath. On Tuesday, September 16, we didn't get away until 9. We came as far as the Hartery place, 27 miles from Klamath Falls. They have a lovely big ranch and lots of stock. They let us have one of the bunkhouses to sleep and eat in. We hadn't been there 10 minutes when Mrs. Hartery sent over two ducks and a pan of cookies. We had fried duck for supper and ate in the house. We went to bed early. They were real beds, too. The first we had slept in for 6 weeks. Mrs. Hartery lived here at the time of the Indian massacre. She had a husband and two sons killed. Well, that's it for this time. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.